This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
So let me ask the question. If companies care about you, why is it that if you buy a bar of yellow-colored bath soap and you use it in the shower and you wash down really well and then you rinse really, really well and then you dry off with a white cotton towel, why is it that that white cotton towel turns brown or tannish yellow or yellowish brown? Only where the towel contacts your skin where you dry off. The point I'm making is that the yellow dye, which is absolutely not necessary, no one needs to have yellow soap, nobody. Especially when the soap is really white to begin with. So yellow is added to the soap as a dye. It stays on your skin. And some of it comes off on the towel. Now, it stays on your skin even though you've rinsed and rinsed and rinsed. The point I'm trying to make is, do you think the company knows this? Do you think they experimented? Do you think that they know that there's a degree or an amount of soap that stays on your skin? And the soap that stays on your skin has a yellow dye in it, which is not necessary. I submit to you, that's just one little speck of what's happening. Do you think that lifesavers need to be red and green and yellow? Do you really think they do? Do you think mint chocolate chip ice cream needs to be green? What is it that's that green color in nature of mint chocolate chip ice cream? What in nature is that color green? Nothing. And what in nature is the blue color of some of the blue drinks that you find in the drink bottle drink aisle of the supermarket? What in nature is that that electric blue color? Or that electric green color? Or that electric yellow or electric orange color? Or that bright, bright, bright red? What in nature is that color? Nothing. So I submit to you that corporations are not on your side. Absolutely not. They are on the side of the CEO who is compensated by the share price. So the shareholders are greedy, the CEO is greedy, and they do whatever they can to extract as much profit from you as they can. That's what they do. So we can't turn to them to help us. These are the people that make seeds that self-destruct. These are the people that make seeds for gardening that you can't save the seeds to replant next year. Now, before these corporations came into existence, you used to be able to save every single seed and replant it and had a high degree of success in germination. But with these new advances in technology, we have seeds that you can only use once. Gwyneth?
Yeah, it's really, really remarkable. But the thing is that they're all going away soon. So you should focus on learning how to do things the old way. And here's a five-minute university tip, just quickly, while we're on the topic of C, and then we'll go back to Colette. I was having problems saving my zucchini seeds, and because I would put them in a jar, and they would go, no matter how much I dried them, because it's very hard to get them properly dry. So I sat and I had a think, and I came up with a solution, and my solution works, okay? For one thing, if you want to save, if you've got zucchini seeds, or probably any other of the cucurbit type seeds, and they have begun to go moldy, but you've caught them in time before they have completely been destroyed, what you can do is you can rinse the seeds in white vinegar and give them a bit of a scrub, maybe with your fingernail or maybe with a toothbrush, and put them on a dinner plate and dry them off so that the vinegar dries off. And then what you do, when they are dried, you get the jar and you rinse the jar out with vinegar as well. The vinegar kills the fungal spores, okay? And you dry the jar thoroughly. Thoroughly. There's as little moisture as possible in it. And then what you do is you get some wood ash from your fireplace, about a handful of wood ash, to, let's say, a handful of wood ash to 500 mil or half a quart jar. Put the wood ash in the jar, put the seeds in the jar, put the lid on and give it a shake. So all the seeds are coated in wood ash. You won't get any fungal growth. And you don't remove the wood ash. You leave the wood ash in the jar and the wood ash will absorb any moisture that comes from the air, any condensation or anything. And you will not get moldy seeds. And your seeds will get, that the wood ash will act like a dusting of fertilizer on the coat of the seed. So when you go to plant them, they will get that little bit of an extra boost. It will not harm the seeds at all. Does that make sense, Vincent? I have tried.
Yeah, and
this.
Yes. Yeah, it makes sense. And we just put about 12,000 pounds of wood ash on our fields in the last month. We had a buggy that would spread it for us. And we spread lime and wood ash. And it's a great, great supplement and amendment to soil. And I think that one of the reasons why this works, Gwyneth, the wood ash, you talked about vinegar, which is acetic acid. And acetic acid, of course, is an acid. And wood ash is a base. So you've got the wood ash neutralizing the acetic acid on the surface of the seeds. The acetic acid, the vinegar, killed the fungus, and then you neutralize the acid, probably back down to seven on the pH scale. That sounds like what you're talking about.
Yeah, so the vinegar will not kill the seed. Otherwise, if you left it, the vinegar might actually kill the seed. But, you know, if you after you dry the seeds off so that they're not actually damp anymore, then you put them into the wood ash in the jar and you store them with the wood ash in the jar, then they will grow when the season comes around again. And because I had that problem last year and I lost most of my zucchini seeds, probably about half of them, I would say, or a little bit over half, because they got molded. And no matter how dry I tried to dry them off, I would put them in the jar and I would get the jar out a week or 2 weeks later and there would be mold growing on them. But I don't, I'm not going to have that problem again because the wood ash, it's called hygroscopic or hydrophilic. And what that means is it absorbs moisture from the air and it bonds it to the ash particles. And when it's bonded to the ash particles, it's not available as humidity inside the jar, which means that it's a very low humidity environment in the jar, which means that if there are any spores in there, they're not going to grow. But you see, this is why, for example, me, I am more valuable to my community alive than going out and holding up a sign and shouting at a protest march where I probably would get arrested and killed if I did that. Really, I probably would be because I have done my share of standing up to the blue team. Boy, have I. To the very brink of the limit of my own safety. I know if I did any more of that stuff that I probably would be scooped up and disappeared. Because I've made a nuisance of myself in the past, and rightly so, because somebody had to. And the things that were happening around here were wrong, and somebody had to say something, and nobody was, and I did. So, I was hated for it. I was that first penguin in the water. But now, I look around and I see all the blue team, they're all jabbed, and I go, you're all going to be dead in 5 years, and you've done it to yourself. What do I need to do? All I need to do is sit back and wait. And am I upset about them doing that? Not really. They did it to themselves. I didn't have to do a thing. Their blood's not on my hands. I can't help it if they stupidly, like a bunch of dumb sheep, did what they were told. I can't help that, I'm just fine, go ahead, get your jab, I don't care. Why should I, with the amount of harm that they've done to me, So it's like, this is how it's going to be. You don't have to do anything to bring the system down because the system's bringing itself down. It's collapsing in on itself. That's the whole point. That's what happens when empires collapse. They collapse. That's the whole point. But what you have to do is you have to be at home fixing out your water supply and your food supply and making sure you've got energy and making sure you've got firewood, which is another form of energy. And you've got to make sure that your husband or wife are looked after, that your children are looked after, and that you have a skill set that is going to enable you to go on into the future and so that you can defend your land and your estate from the barbarian hordes, which they may come through your place, your district. But maybe they won't. Maybe they'll pass you by. But they will go through every single city, and they will go to every door in every city. You can guarantee, because that's what they always do.
Yeah, and
but
that's exactly...
in the countryside, your chances of surviving are much higher.
That's what the Nazis did. They went through every door.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, class, if you listen to the news, they'll say that Federal Reserve has a target range of 2% for inflation. What does that mean? The Federal Reserve has a target range of 2% for inflation. That means it's man-made. That's what that means. That means the Federal Reserve is creating inflation. That means that the Federal Reserve says our actions, we'd like them to result in a 2% inflation rate. That's what that means. You know, there are people who go to business schools, well-named business schools, well-recognized names in business schools, and they actually believe that inflation is just a cycle and it happens just all by itself. It's cyclical. That's what they believe. They have no idea. That's man-made. And they go to business school, and they actually get a sheepskin that says that they studied and are proficient in the material that was presented to them, and they regurgitated it properly. And in such a percentage that they received a sheepskin that says they graduated. You know, I spent 6 years, formally, in class, learning about finance and economics, specifically. That's what my focus was. And in none of the books, none of the college textbooks, And in none of my classes in 6 years did anyone say or did I read that the Federal Reserve is a private corporation. Just like Federal Express. And Federal Mogul, the bearing company. So we're not taught the whole truth. We're taught, and I believe some of what they say in the news is true, absolutely true, but if you put it in context, it's completely different from what they're alleging or leading you to believe. That's why you have to think for yourself and do your own research. And it's not easy. It really is not easy. Your instructors here at USA Prepare spend hours and hours and hours a day so that we can teach class. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's actually true. I mean, I wrote you an email earlier, and how many words would that have had? About 1,500 words. That was written on my cell phone. That's, I'm doing a balancing act at the moment with data on my cell phone of watching YouTube videos and picking out which one I think is going to have the most information to watch, because YouTube is getting a pretty data-intensive website. And I've only got 20 gigabytes of data, or now it's 19 gigabytes of data. And I have to stretch that out for as long as possible. And, this is true. And I know that every other instructor is also researching the same thing. And I'll think that I've got all the research done, and then it'll be 9 or 10 o'clock in the evening here, and the broadcast starts at midnight our time, and I'll find a whole new swath of information, which is exactly what happened this evening, which is, just a few hours ago. I was like, oh my gosh, this completely is going to change the whole broadcast. And I didn't even get the chance to listen to the other archive transmission of this other radio show that I was listening to, but what I heard was enough, and it was just horrific, and it absolutely meshed in exactly with everything else I've been researching about the berserkers and about the Romans coming in and sacking Carthage. It's the barbarian horde. And it always takes over. And it's always the same pattern. Incompetent, corrupt, perverted leadership.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. The House Oversight Committee is making claims last hour that President Biden and his family have been taking in millions of dollars from multiple governments, including the Chinese government. Bank records indicate multiple wire transfers to multiple accounts in an attempt to hide their origins. Representative Comer reveals the family members getting money from foreign governments described as influence peddling.
Joe Biden's son, Joe Biden's brother, Joe Biden's brother's wife, Hunter Biden's girlfriend or Beau Biden's widow, however you want to write that, Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Hunter Biden's current wife, and three children of the president's son and the president's brother. So we're talking about a grandchild. That's odd. Most people that work hard every day, his grandchild doesn't get a wire.
The Consumer Price Index for last month was released this morning, and it shows in April it rose 0.4% on the month. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today? God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia, and if you're interested in seeing some of her work, you can go to Amazon and type in Gwyneth Isaacs, and you'll find her books, and you can buy them right there. She's authored numerous books, and one of them is called Letters to Vincent, compendium of emails that she sent me. And thousands of words in these emails, in his compendium of year by year, letters to Vincent. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's very worthwhile getting that one. But, I also write pirate and highwayman adventure romances. And so there's three in that series. I don't know if there will be any more. I started a fourth one, but I never finished it. So it's that computer had a condenser problem. Wouldn't turn on, but I've still got the hard drive for it. I may get that file off of that hard drive and continue the fourth book in the series as the Tain Cartel Chronicles. But if I don't, then I don't. It's quite the thing. Just getting back to the bottom of the hour news, they had a breaking report about Joe Biden and about how he's in big trouble because it's coming out about his money laundering and his shenanigans with his children and his grandchildren and his brother and so on and so forth. We've known all that for years. You know, but is it the last thing that happens before it all falls in is the rats begin turning on each other. And that is what you're seeing at the moment with Joe Biden. All of his shenanigans and the shenanigans of his whole clan and family are coming to the surface. That is the last thing that you see before it all goes to pot. That is, and you are talking about today. When you see that the petty feelings of your head of state being aired in public like dirty laundry, then you have days until your empire collapses. That is how it always happens in history. And I would urge everybody to go and study history. Go to YouTube. Watch YouTube videos about the rise and fall of the Carthaginian Empire and the Roman Empire and the Babylonian Empire and the Persian Empire and the Greek Empire and the Roman Empire and the British Empire and the American Empire and the whole lot of them. Don't binge these stupid shows that they put, with a few exceptions, you know, like Survivors. I would encourage you to binge watch Survivors. But binge watch YouTube videos on the rise and fall of empires. And, you know, the Tsars of Russia and how, you know, what happened with them and how communism took over. Because eventually they had a Tsar emerged who was weak and inbred and, you know, didn't have a strong hand at the fill of the empire, and the empire began to suffer economic problems because of the result. I'll tell you about the Russian Empire. And the communists came in and they promised all the answers. And they killed him, literally killed him off, literally lined him up against the wall, Tsar Nicholas II, and shot him and his whole family except the two children. That was Alexei, and they thought for years it was Anastasia, but after she died, they did a forensic examination of her skull and found out that it was the Tsarina Maria. It wasn't Anastasia at all. It was Maria. But, you know, but they never had any children either. If you study this, you will see patterns emerging. And then you look at your own empire, the American empire, the Western empire. empire of the English-speaking people. And you will see the pattern emerging of hyperinflation. The Roman Empire died through hyperinflation and overexpansion and corruption in its bureaucracy, corruption in its nobility, and eventually what came along was Caesars who were insane and corrupt. And they had a poisoned water supply. In their case, it was poisoned with lead because they had lead pipes. Well, what's happening in the U.S.? Your water supply is poisoned. And that's why the people are stupid and corrupt, part of it. Part of it is the education system. And the Romans suffered the same thing. They began to have illiteracy. They began to be invaded by barbarian hordes. All the same is happening again. And the last hammer to fall, the final nail in the coffin, is all the dirty dealings of the Caesar in public. And that is exactly, and when that happens, you know that you haven't got weeks or months, you've got days until it all falls apart. And that's where you are now, America. And Australia is not far behind because we are America's little brother. What happens in America happens here. The Chinese are taking over here, but they are facing their own set of problems. And whether you're in Australia or in America, get out of the cities, get out of the towns now. Even if you think you've got nowhere to go, get out now, because these cities and towns are going to be hellish places to live when it all goes down. They're not going to be places to live. They're going to be places to die. They're going to turn into they have, in many parts of the world, turned into concentration camps now, like Oxford. You're not allowed to go 15 minutes in your car from your home. They monitor you. They make sure that you stay within a 15-minute bubble of your home. That's just disgusting. And a lot of British cities are taking up the same example. And it's only going to be a matter of time before that happens in America, because although it's all collapsing and although it's all coming down, this beast is a very big beast, and it's not going to die without doing a lot of thrashing about. And the only way to avoid getting killed by it is to not be in its way. And the only way to not be in its way is to be out in the countryside. And like I said, at this stage of that means being in a tent or camping in your car on some state land, BLM land or whatever it is. You know, make sure that you are defended adequately. I'll leave that up to you to see how you're going to do that. But do not be in the cities. Do not be in the towns. Because in every time we have a collapse of empire, 100% of the population of the cities and towns die. That is why you have empty ancient ruins of cities like Ephesus. And Corinth, ancient Corinth. Why is it that it's an empty ancient city? And Petra, why is it that it's an empty ancient city when it formerly, in ancient times, had a population of many, many thousands? Because they died. How do you avoid dying? Just don't be there. Be out. Like I said, be out in the countryside, either in your own farm or at this late stage, it's probably even better just to be in a forest camping than to be in a city. You have left it too late. If you're leaving now, you have left it too late, but it's better late than never, and your chances of surviving are still going to be higher if you're out of the city, camping in a forest somewhere, than if you are in town. Your chances of surviving are pretty slim, even camping out in the forest, but they're certainly higher than if you're in the city. You know, does that make sense, Vincent? Have you got any comments on what I've just said?
Feel free to disagree.
Well,
it's hard to disagree.
Back
in 1980, I founded a company with two other gentlemen. And Bert Bertonis and Andy Gibbs. We founded it in California. So I moved from the East Coast to the West Coast 43 years ago, in 1980. And it was there that I determined that California was about 10 years ahead of the rest of the country. So whatever was happening in California would happen 10 years later or so in the rest of the country. Today, it's my opinion that California is just about a year ahead of the rest of us. And if you look at what's happening in California, home prices are collapsing. Three banks have collapsed. Three significant banks have collapsed in California. The educational system is in chaos. San Francisco is in decay. And it's spreading. And San Francisco is not the only city. It's just ahead of the curve. So if you want to see what's going to happen to the rest of the country, just look at what's happening in California. That would be a leading indicator in my world. As far as homework, we have assigned the following homework assignments here at USA Prepares, and their videos. One of them is called Survivors, Survivors, 1975 through 1977. Yes, I know it was a long time ago. It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. They had a second series, 2008 to 2010, Survivors, an updated version. They're both quite good. And then there's another one called Combat, C-O-M-B-A-T, with Vic Morrow and Rick Jason. It's about a squad, a rifle squad, in France toward the end of the war, World War II. This is a 1962 to 1967 series. Another one is Jericho, 2006 to 2008. And the last one is Jeremiah, 2002 to 2004.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, during the break, I stepped outside and there were four dogs guarding the house. And two of them decided to come into the studio. That'd be the two German Shepherds, Mercedes and Morgan. And it's really nice. And so, Arjun, they live inside, outside, and they are our protectors. And, class, just repeating, the television series that I suggest you consider watching, even binge-watching, if you need a kick in the pants to get moving, Survivors, 1975, Survivors, 2008, Combat, 1962, Jericho, 2006, Jeremiah, 2002. Those are all outstanding series. We've assigned them over the years as homework, and rightfully so. We don't assign much homework, but those are homework assignments. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, I would like to add another movie to the list. I haven't watched this movie, but I really, really want to watch this movie. It's called Red Dawn, and it was produced in 1984. They had a, they redid it some years later, I think in the early 2000s. But it's the 1984 one, apparently is the better one. And that is about a hypothetical scenario where the communists come in and take over. And it's not quite going to be like that because it's going to be, invading hordes from South America and Mexico, originally coming from all over the world, from every third world corner of the globe. But what happens when an invading horde comes in and takes over your country, and apparently that is more or less the plot of Red Dawn. I have not watched the movie, but I intend to probably when it seems likely that I'll be getting my regular internet back sometime in the next month or so. And I think that I'll watch it then because I'll have more bandwidth. And it's about it's about a 3-hour movie or something like that. So I could watch it on my cell phone, but I'd chew through my data doing so. So I think I want to watch it when I've actually got normal internet back again. But that's probably going to happen, which is going to be nice. Yeah, that's, you know, I don't know if you've watched Red Dawn, Vincent.
Yes, I have. Yeah, I have. It's about the very tip of the World War III. And there's a group of teenagers in the mountains of the western United States, and they get together to defend their town and their country from the Soviet Union that invaded, dropped in from the sky. Outstanding. And, you know, all of the homework that's been assigned, including Gwyneth's assigning this, Red Dawn, has to do with how you survive when things get really, really tough. Really tough. Man against man. Family members not agreeing with each other to work together. It's all there, and it's very, very, it's disconcerting. It's sad, but it's a wake-up call. And y'all should watch it. Every one of those series that we talked about, including the Red Dawn movie from 1984. And it's all about collapse. It's all about what happens, either before collapse or just before and during collapse, and then how people get through it. And you know what? All of these movies have one thing in common. The people that survive it get out of Dodge, or they're already out of Dodge. And the ones who are already out of Dodge have the best chance to survive. It's as simple as that. It all makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, if a person's hungry and you have some food, do you think they're going to want your food? Do you think they're going to be polite? Do you think they're going to say, hey, listen, I'm really starving and I haven't eaten in 3 days. Can I have a bite of your sandwich? Do you think it's going to go like that? Or do you think they're going to put a knife to your throat and take your sandwich?
Then maybe stab you anyway.
Right. Well, that's what's happening right now. That's what's happening in the big cities. People are getting stabbed and clubbed and run over by vehicles. There are flash mobs taking everything that they want just because they feel they deserve it. There's a teacher who was pepper sprayed for taking a cell phone from a disruptive child in school. So the child, a female, pepper sprayed a teacher. Who the heck wants to be a teacher today? Especially in the classroom. And put up with this nonsense. We are becoming less civilized. We are in collapse mode. Gwyneth, how confident are you of the collapse?
100%.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.